Nebraska Extension Almanac.
A sticky problem in trade disputes arises when different countries have different standards than the United States. Generally speaking, U.S. standards are more lenient than our major trading partners. On today's program, Extension economist Elliot Dennis and UNL Ag Economics grad student Akinbode Akanla focus on veterinary drug residues and hurdles our livestock products faced in the world market. Elliot begins our program by defining drug residues and why the regulations in the global markets are important.
These are basically limits on certain drug product commodity pairs. And so think of like beef, ribeyes, what is the amount of amoxicillin or penicillin that they'll be able to observe in the drug once it's tested. So we set those as limits in the United States. Sampled throughout the United States. When products don't pass that, the cattle are essentially rejected and feedlots are essentially blacklisted a little bit by packers. That's publicly reported, and essentially if you have many, many rejections, essentially you're not using the drugs properly, you're banned from actually producing beef into the supply chain. As far as, you know, countries have their own kind of ideas of what they want to do to protect animal health and also human health. The idea behind setting residue limits is that the food that we consume is safe for consumption. That's according to the science that's produced either within that country or within an international body called Codex. And so each one of these countries kind of sets them, and the idea is to kind of preserve animal health and human health.
Our trading partners have standards that prevent imports that have drug residues over certain limits. Akinbode explains why these residue limits are in place and the differences between U.S. standards and our trading partners' standards.
On aggregate, because that's exactly what we did in that work, look at the aggregate regulatory behaviors of countries, what we find is that across these livestock product markets, U.S. is largely laxer than most of these export destinations. That doesn't necessarily mean that US MROs are not scientific, because that is one of the requirements, especially, you know, the agreement that governs the setting of these regulatory standards, the what we call the SPSR, Sanitary and Phytosanitary Agreements. It requires that countries follow scientific risk assessments. And so every country has its own science and sets its own regulatory standards following its own science. But when you compare countries, U.S. with its major export destinations, what we find is that U.S. is largely laxer than most of these destinations. In the beef space, what we find is that U.S. is most laxer than the European Union, and understandably so. When it comes to sanitary and phytosanitary measures, that market is kind of very strict. So in the beef space, that's what we find. The consequences is that, you know, they face maybe more oversight. The export destination, for instance, it depends on what the requirement is at the export destination. Some countries would say, if we test your product and we find that you violated for the first time, it means that it will increase the share of your shipment that it will test the next time you come to deliver products at the border point. So, and if you keep violating, it could lead to stopping you from bringing products altogether at the end of the day. And for you to go back to that market can be very expensive.
Stay tuned to a future Almanac program to hear more about this trade issue. Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.